Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10th, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Did you guys see Joe Montana's comments? Now, for those of you that aren't old enough, because some of you may not be old enough, years ago, Joe Montana, obviously a great 49ers player, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, maybe the guy that was considered the GOAT until Tom Brady. I mean, pretty much, Montana was carrying around that GOAT label, and Brady may be the guy that is the GOAT now over Montana for a lot of people. So, it's not about that discussion. I don't care about that discussion. But the fact is that Montana was considered what the way we look at Brady nowadays. And Bill Walsh, one of the great innovators of this game and a great coach, he ended up trading for a young man by the name of Steve Young, who was struggling in Tampa because it was a terrible, terrible team. And Tampa had his rights from the LA Express days in the USFL. The USFL folded, went to Tampa, if I remember it correctly. And then it didn't go well for him, and then he was able to get traded to San Francisco, where he sat for a couple of years behind Joe. And then Joe ended up starting, right? And at that point, and with Joe starting for a couple years, and then the talk was, when is Steve Young going to get his shot? And eventually, Bill Walsh had to make the tough decision of parting ways with the guy that brought that franchise 4 championships in Joe Montana. And he did. He ended up moving him to Kansas City. And Joe played well in Kansas City, actually. Even made it to the playoffs. Now, Joe Montana is obviously years removed from that situation and everything that went on. And so he was asked about the Patriots moving away from Tom Brady. And the Hall of Fame quarterback was surprised, like most of us were, when Brady did not go back. He goes, I don't know what's going on inside there, but somebody made a mistake. Montana told Jarrett Bell of the USA Today. I think when you look at the whole situation, you try to figure out how you want to get away from things that aren't there. I had a different story. When they had made the decision, they never would have gotten rid of, I still don't understand how New England is letting him get away. I don't understand that. Montana believes that landing with the Buccaneers satisfied an obvious desire to have a better offense personnel around Brady, as receivers Mike Edwards and Chris Godwin are upgrades over the guys he was throwing with at times in New England. He also thinks going from Belichick to Bruce Arians will be a relief for Brady, saying probably for the first time in a long time, he'll be having fun. If I understand what he's been saying or what I've been reading, what he wants is a little bit more weapons, Montana said. But more weapons doesn't always mean you're going to continue to win. There were times we had a lot of weapons later in my career, but we had up and downs. Steve had up and down years with the same group. That's not always the case. That's not always the case that happens with it. I mean, you can go back and look at Super Bowls that the Patriots won, and they won with a lot of close ones, but it's still about the people, how they fit into the offensive system, how they're doing and understanding each other. You go back, and people probably can't even remember my first two groups of receivers in those first two Super Bowls other than Dwight Clark. I can. Okay?
Yeah, we went over that, right?
Yeah, we went over that already. Sometimes you've got to be careful of what you wish for. Sometimes you get it, and it becomes a little more pressure if they don't perform. Those guys have put up some big numbers, but in a different style of offense, it'll be interesting to see what they mix in with what they did in New England, with what they're going to do and continue to use and had success with it in Tampa.